back. It's Money Talks. Mark Vandinelli here and Matt Hames, and I'm here to answer your questions. Matt, you have a question?
Yeah, we got one here. Abner from Macon is wanting to know if they should withdraw money from the IRA to pay for my grandchild's college tuition.
So, in unison, what should we say?
No.
No. No.
Even research knows to say no.
It's like on an airplane. You know, you got to cover yourself first, cover your oxygen mask, and then take care of your kid.
That's right.
The penalties to be paid out of you may not understand this. If you withdraw money out of your IRA, it is considered income. And although you may be in a very low tax bracket, the minute you pull a lot of money out to pay for a kid's college education, boom.
Right.
You're up into a much, much higher tax bracket.
Yeah, it has a meaningful impact. I mean, it really does. And it's typically underestimated, right? I mean, it's the, well, you know, $5,000 here maybe to supplement tuition. Because here's the reality. I mean, you're talking about college tuition. The cost of college tuition is significant. And to the extent
you're
funding
that. Well, not if you're going to an in-state school. It's no more expensive today than it was relative to when I went. The tuition was a dollar. When I went, but that was in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
So if you apply inflation to it, it's about the same as going to Kennesaw State.
You stay in state, and if you continue to hold the Hope Scholarship, keep that 3.0, you should be okay.
Yeah, those are better answers, yeah, right?
I mean, I don't mind you helping your grandchild if you can afford to do this, but do it out of assets other than what's in your IRA.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I would suggest. You know, you may want to gift the child something that you're going to leave in the future. It makes some sense to me. We have another question here from Rick Benny from Ackworth. I was just hired by a relatively large family-run company as a senior executive to reinvigorate management. It's been run by the same family for five generations. This company has an age-weighted profit-sharing plan. I've never heard of this. Can you shed some light on it? Well, Rick, let me tell you, it's designed by a bunch of old people to get the most money they can get relative to you.
First question is, how old are you?
He's a senior executive.
You're the young guy, they want to come in and fire up the troops. Basically,
what it works on the idea is that contributions to a plan are allocated on the age of the plan participants and on their compensation, all right? So that older participants with fewer years to retirement receive a much larger
contribution.
Does this look good to you, Rick, so far? Less allocations to their accounts than the younger participants.
Yeah, so the idea is, because the question comes up, right? I mean, how are they getting around the discrimination conversation? And what they're saying is they're looking at defining an equitable retirement benefit everyone should get. So we need to put more in Dr. Gene's account than we need to put in Mark's account, because Mark's got more time and he'll get to
that
equitable number.
So we're going to put a dollar a year.
But we better hurry up because Gene's over here.
The old guy is almost going to die, so we better put $1,000 in his. And that's the logic behind this.
Doesn't sound right to me.
So I this would be another thing rather than a Smurf, or what was the other plan?
SERP. Supplemental
SERP. Yeah. Well, or at age weighted, I would concentrate everything on how much are they going to pay me.
Well, because the consideration that Rick needs to think about too is this is done. I mean, it says here the company has been run by the same family for five generations. In this day and age, you change employers pretty often. This type of plan works great if you're going to be there, or I'll say great. It works if you're going to be there until you retire. But if you're 35, 40 years old, you got a bunch of senior guys above you, and you're probably going to move. What's it say now? You're going to have anywhere from 7 to 10 employers in your career. You're going to get a small contribution to this thing.
I want you to think about this. If it's the Smith Company and your name isn't Smith, what's the chances of you ever getting to be the real boss of the place? There wasn't somebody besides a Ford running Ford Motor Company until the 60s.
That's right.
That means for 60 years, the name Ford made you president. So beware.
Get your money up front.
Get your money up front. That's my motto. Get experience and money up front.
That's right.
We have a few questions here. One of them is, are alimony payments, this is from Walton from Dunwoody, are alimony payments considered taxable income? The simplest way to answer this is yes. If you pay alimony, they're tax deductible to you. The person who receives the alimony, it's taxable income to them. And you can play games to get around this. I think what you can do is you can have maybe a larger property settlement, et cetera. But the government may watch that. So
the couple cannot live in the same household. I don't know why you'd want to with your ex, but
big house.
I know the recession kind of kept some people together a little bit longer than they may have otherwise stayed together, but yeah, no household. Can't be in the same one and must be paid in cash, check, or money.
Can't file joint returns. There's all sorts of subtleties to it, but that's pretty straightforward as we get to that. Take a break right now. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.